Person to distance himself from schoik, from levity, minakas, and from anger. Because it confuses the person. Okay, that's the first part of the ois. So that itself is very fascinating to discuss. That the reason why you should stay away from kas is because it confuses you. I gave you a lot of other reasons why you should stay away from kas. He should pick that. That's the reason. We'll talk about that. Person should serve his creator with love, which is obviously a very important point. Again, the connection over here is interesting. And be careful not to ignore anything from this takana. So that's what takana are we talking about? So that the Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal says that the Rosh wrote this for himself, and if you look at if you really read it well, the first 24 oishes were personal kabbalas that he made for himself. So he's writing to himself. He should be careful not to slip up in any of these things. Starting from Ois Chafhei and onwards, it's a new section. And it starts off from based on the olive base. So Ois Chafhei is le'ahoy with an olive, and Chavov is leaf toyak with a base. And then Ois Chavzayin is l'harchi gaiva v'kas, midvar shechar tirchok, hoser mimcha, etc. So each one goes with olive base, things you should do. And then it starts over again on things you shouldn't do. Again, by the base and the olive base. That's like a whole new set of the of issues. So these were his personal kabbalas that he was working on. So he wrote for himself he wrote everything, but the same. But this is like the personal issues he wanted to talk about for himself. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Zatzal suggests pshat in the Rosh. Okay, so he says, "Yisrachim in aschokim min akas," because kim v'abu ruchim v'dat shalom shi'avet tamid liyetsu b'yavu. So Rabbi Yom Zilber Zatzal suggests that the connection between the two is if a person will think about it, that the majority of the reasons why you're not over the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not b'ava, but in general, is because of the confusion that the person allows himself to be over, to not have a clarity of what he's supposed to be doing. So if these two things, schoik on the one end and kas on the other end, confuse you and make you lose your equilibrium and not have a clarity, so the connection between the person's mizrachik min schoik min kas, able to be the Kodesh Baruch Hu tummy constantly. The addition of the word be'ava, that's the proper way to do it. Okay. The Rebbeinu Yonah has another sefer he wrote called Sefer Europe. Says Kol Kreis Mevalbal Daita Baruchay Uhisatziv Ba'Avas Haberei. So again, you see that this lakuda of the lack of the confusion, the lack of clarity, takes away from a person's ability to be over the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's in the pshat. Okay, it's a fascinating. I think it's a fascinating point when he says that the reason why what's wrong with schoik? What's the opposite of schoik? The opposite of schoik is taking things very seriously. And we have to. Rav Huttner writes, he talks about the meat of Litzonis. He says the power of Litzonis is by definition, the power of Litzonis is the act to make something smaller than it really is, or make something small. Right? So you have the CEO of the company, he's this real gruff guy, he's a pushy guy, and he yells at everybody, pushes everybody around because he's the owner of the company, he's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars. Right? And he walks out, you know, and he slips on the banana peel and he falls down in front of the sidewalk or whatever. Everybody wants to laugh. What's so funny? So a person fell on the manipulator, fell down. What's so funny? Why is it funny? The act of cutting him down to size, from being this big, larger than life, powerful man, to being the same as everybody else, and he can fall down on the manipulator, is funny. That's the act of Latsana. Latsana is to cut things down to size. So, Chazal in general are not a big fan of Latsana, because you shouldn't cut things down, because you lose appreciation of how valuable they are. The old Chazal say, "Kol Latsinus Asura, Chutzin Latsinus Davarazara." Because the Vodazora isn't real. So cutting it down to size is a very good thing. You need to, you know, it seems to be this like larger than life, you know, really powerful thing, and the reality is it's garbage with garbage. So it's a noose over there, it's that the Russian created that for that purpose.
But lots of things aren't real, not just Avodah Zarah.
Well, it's going to be Pasha's, you know, anything which generates that type of perception has that element of that. There's the Avodah Zarah Shabbat. Right? So some people it's money, some people it's covet, whatever it is. So that's a powerful thing. So you need to cut it down. On the other hand, humor is a very positive thing in the sense of when I use it for myself properly. Most of us, sometimes we, our perception of ourselves is also larger than real life. You know, what? Hey, me, Ali Rangel. Everybody should listen to me, of course, etc. You know, and the guy just listened to me. So, right. So when I laugh at it, what I'm doing is I'm recognizing the fact that I picture myself bigger than I really am, and now I've been cut down to size, and that's pretty funny, right? If I don't laugh at it, I get upset about it. What I'm saying is, I'm saying my definition of my size was correct, and how dare they? Right, and everybody else will look at it and laugh because they were right anyway. I had the wrong size, you know. My hat size has grown so many, too many times bigger. So it's a healthy thing when we do that because that allows us to. That's the release button the Russian created. It's the pressure cooker builds up. You say, you know, that's ridiculous. Family trips, right? I don't know, some people they have family trips. There's some families that they never can get out on time. You know, just like, you know, whatever time they say, and they end up getting out 3 hours later, and they get to the place late, you know, it's about the clothes, and the kids scratch, and blah, blah, blah. So finally, father says, forget it. This time, we're going to make it happen. So the night before, he puts the kids to bed in their clothing, right? And he puts sheets all over them they shouldn't mess with during the middle of the night, you know, plastic sheets, you know. And he gives them, you know, space food to eat in the morning that they shouldn't, you know, suck it out of the tube, right? He wakes everybody up at 3 o'clock in the morning to get them going because, you know, they got some ice. They get into the car, they go, and they're going for like an hour, and the car breaks down. And it's the holiday weekend, and there's no mechanic available for the whole day, right? So the thing is, you either laugh or cry. So somebody can cry. But what's so funny? It's the same thing. He thought he had control of the situation. And he didn't. He thought he could use his phenomenal power to generate something. And the reality is, he can't. Nobody can. That's a Vodazor. That picture that we are really... So it's a very powerful thing. The problem is, when we use it as something which is supposed to be serious, it's very dangerous. So the ability to know, to use it properly... That when you're supposed to be serious, it's a positive thing, and when you don't, it just leaves you with a lack of you get into that mode with like nothing serious, so you lose the value of the weight of whatever you're dealing with. The modern version of that is your cynic. Like nothing, he doesn't like anything serious because the whole thing is not really real. Nothing's really real to him. Like he made everything. The cynic has everything is an avodah zarah. Come on, they're not really serious about it. They don't mean it. They're just doing it for whatever, you know. As opposed to what they really mean it. How do you find that balance is an interesting thing. I once, Rabbi Chanan Zatzal was mekayim the concept of Shvi Sishem L'Negdi Somin. So he walked around with a serious demeanor. So one time, Rabbi said to me, he's like, you know, like, you're supposed to be a happy person. I said, okay. So he walked on a serious demeanor. I said, okay. I still have the question. Well, if serious demeanor, you can't be happy. I said, Mehechatesi. Like, who made that connection? So in his mind, he equated, if you're laughing from laughter, then you're happy. I think what generated happiness is generated by that a person feels he's accomplishing something, feels that he's doing something positive. I imagine, besides being harried, but you know, you have these people who work, they go off into the work on Project Hope, and you know, they're very, very happy. You know, they're happy with the fact that they're accomplishing something. They feel sad in the situation sometimes. They're not necessarily laughing with laughter. They take the job very seriously. They're changing the world. Right. That doesn't mean you. So the balance over here is that a person understands. Now we all need an outlet. We do need that, you know. Because I'll say that Rav started off the shir with most of the benichus. Right? He started off the shir with a little bit of a with a joke, and I think that was to allow everybody get into the frame of mind of, you know, we can all be comfortable with each other. I don't have to pretend that I'm something more than I am. Want to ask a stupid question? That's a stupid question. You tell me it's a stupid question. Okay, it's a stupid question. I can live with that, you know. And I'll ask you some, you know, vice versa. You up the stairs. Baish and Lomed means that, you know, you have to be willing to ask the questions, even though they might be stupid. So somebody will laugh at it. Okay, somebody laughs at it. What I'm comfortable with over there is that the person's not taking me as seriously as I would like him to take me. Because, so therefore, he's laughing at me. So he's looking at me less than I think I am. That's very painful. Well, if I never made that assumption to start with, it would be less painful. We need healthy self-esteem to do that, which sounds like an oxymoron, but it's a very, very significant. You can't be comfortable allowing people to see your chesroness, right, and be less than life, you know, than this big picture, unless you feel very comfortable with yourself. You're very positive about yourself, so I feel very positive about myself. So I don't need for you to think that I'm, you know, the greatest guy in the world. Because I know I'm not. You know that I'm not. Like, you know, like, and you know, I know that you know. You know that I know. It's like, well, what are we playing a game for? Right? But if I, so the way you generate this is by getting a comfort level with yourself, who you are, what you are, and then that allows you to not have a need to involve yourself. But if you don't have that, so then you create other mechanisms. You create this mechanism of, you know, I need to feel good about myself, so I cut everything else down to size. So that, you know, makes me feel comfortable with where I am. But that's not a healthy way of doing it. The famous Kutzka, the Kutzka says, if I am I and you are you because I am I and you are you, then I am I and you are you. If I am I because you are you and you are you because I am I, then I am not I and you are not you. Famous Kutzka. Right? He said in Yiddish, but I'm not going to give it to you over in Yiddish because I'm bad enough trying to get followed in English. If I define myself that what I am because it's what I am, nothing to do with whether you exist or not, so then I exist. If I only define myself vis-a-vis you and you vis-a-vis me, so then neither of us really exist. So then Taka, we are this thing that you need to cut down the sides because we don't really exist. We're in a resort. That's the Nakuda of Skoik. That it's humor is a very positive thing. I'll just give you one muscle where, you know, it's, you know, every one time when my son was about 4 or 5 years old, so he'd come to Davin Mishabas morning, come to me to Davin, and, you know, obviously little kids, he can't sit through the whole Davin, which is fine. I didn't expect him to, you know, but certain things I didn't want him to do. So I told him beforehand, you know, please don't, you know, I told him not to do something. Of course, he didn't listen to me. So the next time we had a conversation, I told him again, like, you know, please don't do that during that, you know, during that. And of course, he didn't listen to me. So this happened. It always happens while you're in the Lishman Esrei. You can't do anything about it, of course. So it's like, you know, that's like the greatest time for it to happen. So here I am, like, you know, sitting up in the Mizrach Mountain, and this kid is doing whatever he's doing. I don't know what he was doing anymore. And I already told him very clearly, don't do it. And he's, and, you know, your blood starts to boil. Like, I just told him not to do that. So, and forget about my Shmonesra is shot, you know, like, you know, right? So I said, you know, I needed a release valve. So I said, you know what, this is really funny. Like, you know, like, Eli Ryan, Rashka Bahag, you know, like, you know, he can't get a 4-year-old kid to do something. Like, you know, this is really funny. You know, like, you know, and I started laughing. I started giggling with Shmonesra. And it released all the tension. I was able to finish Shmonesra like a mensch. So that's the power of humor. It's a very powerful thing. When I learned to take myself intelligently, because the other people, it's become very dangerous. If I laugh at somebody else, he might be very hurt. Okay.